Join me. Shh. It's very peaceful. Hey, welcome to the season finale of the 2019 season of the Hemingway Summer Poetry Series. You made it. All right. On behalf of myself, I'm Chris Collins, co-host of the series, Joan Bauer, also co-host, co-curator, and Captain Don Stricka of the Interstellar Sound Machine back here. We welcome you to the last saddest evening of the year, or happiest, which it will be. It's going to be a fucking party. Don't worry. Because there's a guy from Jersey in that corner, and he's crazy. He writes haiku. That's insane. So thank you for coming. So a while back, the Paris Review interviewed Pittsburgh poet Jack Gilbert, and they asked him, what is poetry? Whatever you might think of that question, I have my opinions about that question. This is what Jack said, which really summed up my own feelings about the writing experience. And insider tip, we have a prose writer reading this evening, so it's not all poetry tonight. You're welcome. But I think this also, my experience of writing prose also, it fills that, it scratches that kind of itch. So Jack said, if I can get it in the right light here, so what is poetry? It's a challenge. It's boring sometimes. It's maddening. It's impossible. It's a blessing. The craftsmanship, the difficulty of making a poem rightly, adequately, newly. If nothing else, it's wonderful to be that close to magic. And that's how I feel when I try to write poems, and I actually have something on the page to show for it. It's that association with magic, something that you started in one place and you wound up somewhere, you walked right off the map. You're in that nebulous margin area where monsters dwell and interesting things happen. The best definition I was ever given for what a poem is, the one that I return to again and again, was in high school. My American lit teacher told me that, well, poetry is just language under pressure. And I thought, okay, what is that? But eventually, I keep returning to it. It's a very elegant, not necessarily a definition, but an explanation for what is happening. And I think it's a really very human explanation for what happens on the page. It's language under pressure. It's language pressurized due to form. And isn't that a very human thing, that we walk through this world in our communities pressurized by the situation? We are human beings due to the form of our communities, pressured and expected and hoping to create something new, a new meaning to develop out of these everyday things. Walt Whitman said, the United States is essentially the greatest poem. It is a nation of nations. Now, as a nation of nations, aren't we pressurized to come up with a new form, a new meaning for our own identity, just like a poem does every time we start it on the page? Jimmy Civetic was a great poet at starting in one place and winding up fucking Timbuktu. Sometimes by design, he was wily. Sometimes he just followed that muse. And I think he honored that idea of magic, of language under pressure, of poetry as a human experience. Every night that we ended here for as long as I've been coming to the Hemingway series. As far as I know, he'd been doing it since 1975. Jimmy would say, "You have honored poetry. You have honored poetry. If you honor poetry, you are honoring a nation of nations. Honor poetry. When you do that, you honor each other. In this room is a space where we honor one another and create a new nation." Thank you.